We have Amanda and we have Dean. So Amanda, come on down. But tell me what happened in your life. And give us a short little testimony. You have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to describe any of that to the congregation here?
When I was in around middle school, probably seventh grade, I went down the wrong path and things got pretty dark. And it took a few years, but I confided in someone and they helped me get help. And from around age 14, I accepted Christ and surrendered myself.
Amen. How does that feel now?
Really good.
Huh? So no longer walking down the dark path, but walking on the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walking with Jesus. So is he in your heart?
Yes.
Yeah? And you've surrendered everything to him, your future, all of that?
Yes.
Cool. You've got some friends here today witnessing this? That's even super cool. All right. So are you excited about this moment?
Yeah.
This is a marker. In fact, we'll share a little bit about what your dad did. He asked you to look up all the Bible verses on baptism, and you did, didn't you? You did a little homework assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you wrote a little paper for me on what baptism was all about, and so that you can understand this fully, what's happening today. And so it's not doing anything for your salvation. That happened when you accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. But it's the marker, a significant, big marker in your life. You write it down in your Bible somewhere. This is the date that I was baptized. This is the date I proclaimed to the world. My old life is over. My new life has begun. Okay? Mark it down in your Bible. All right? Cool. I'm going to ask you some questions, Amanda. And you know what these are because I told you what they are. All right? So here we go. Are you now, Amanda, trusting in Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins and for the fulfillment of all of his promises to you, even eternal life?
Yes.
Wonderful. And is it now your intention, with God's help, to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and obey his teachings?
Yes.
Wonderful. Do you now renounce Satan in all his works and all his ways?
Yes.
Very good. Do you now declare publicly that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, no longer belonging to self or Satan or this world, but wholly belonging to Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Wonderful. Isn't it awesome, congregation? Just super, super cool. All right, so we're going to get you baptized here. And here's what we say. Upon your profession of faith in Christ Jesus as your Savior, Lord, and treasure of your life, we're going to, in obedience to him, we're going to baptize you now in the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Woohoo! That's our girl. What a great story. Are we ready, Dean?
Sure.
Come on, bud. Nice and toasty in here, right?
Yes, it is, actually. Amanda.
Thank you for your help, Amanda. Dean, you have kind of a similar story.
Very similar.
Walking the dark path.
Way too much.
For a good portion of your life.
About all of it.
Want to share with the congregation in generalities, as we discussed before, that you want to share?
I spent way too much of my life following wrong idols, false idols, things I thought were helping me. Found out the hard way that really wasn't true. And thanks to a certain friend of mine that also I work with, thank you, Jerry, that one day in St. Cloud, he invited me to church, and I thought he was crazy. Turns out he wasn't that crazy. I was a little bit on the right path for a change. And I'm going to be following the right path now.
I really like the way he approached you at dinner time. It was at a restaurant, and you were talking about the fact that you do a lot of patriot driving.
Patriot guard.
For a lot of the funeral services,
yep.
And a lot of motorcyclists do that. They kind of guard the funerals of veterans and so on and so forth,
right.
From, you know, protesters or whatever.
Yep.
And I can't remember exactly what Jerry's question was, but it was something along the lines of, what would happen if you were in that casket, or what would happen if you died, right? Kind of was direct question.
I don't remember that.
It was kind of a direct question, and boy, you had some puzzled looks on your face, I suppose. And
well, probably.
And that one thing led to another.
Well, one thing led to another, and here I am.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love it.
He just got to trust him.
Yeah. So we went through the Heartbeat Bible Studies together.
Yep.
And in that Heartbeat Bible Studies, you did what? You surrendered?
I surrendered.
To the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And is he now your Savior?
Always.
Awesome. I love you, brother. I want to ask you the same questions we asked Amanda, and you know what these questions are already. So are you now trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins and for the fulfillment of all of his promises to you, even eternal life?
Yes.
Wonderful. And is it now your intention with God's help to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and obey his teachings? Is it?
Yes.
Wonderful. Do you now renounce Satan in all his works and in all his ways?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Do you now declare publicly that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, no longer belonging to self or Satan or this world, but wholly belonging to Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Very good. Dean, upon your profession of faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Woohoo! You didn't plug my nose.
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know what to say. This is awesome. And Patty and I were saying ahead of time when we were preparing the baptistry up here, oh, we'd like to stir these waters a whole lot more often than we are doing. So make that a prayer request. Worship team, come on up. Let's worship some more.